Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cheers, everybody.
Yes.
It's time for my student.
A little nervous.
See if my student has paid attention all of this time, or have I been wasting my goddamn time? That's the question.
Jag har ju bara suttit. Jag har bara suttit och drömt om Cecilia i 7C hela året.
Jag you never,
inser hur fel det kändes eftersom jag är 40.
I never forgot about Cecilia. All right, you ever had a crush on a Cecilia?
No. Okay. Jag valde namnet Cecilia för att jag har varit kär i alla andra flicknamn. För att skydda dem så valde jag Cecilia.
Do you remember your first crush?
Ja, jag hade två flickvänner i lågstadiet samtidigt.
Oh,
men det var
shit.
Samtycke, det var inte ens en player. Det var, vi gjorde ju ingenting då.
Yeah, of course.
Det var Lina och Gabriella. Sen Gabriella försvann ur bilden. Jag var tillsammans med Lina. Typ ett år eller någonting. Och sen var min bästis, Anil, han bara, fan jag vill vara tillsammans med Lina. Och jag bara, okej, men...
And you're like 11, right?
What? No, we're like 9.
Oh, 9, okej.
Och jag bara, what's in it for me? Och han var typ så här, du får 50 tjänster. I owe you 50 solids if I get the girl. Och jag är ju en moralisk högvakt, så jag var så här, yeah! Och sen...
traded her.
Yeah, I traded her like a fucking baseball player. Och sen så blev han tillsammans med henne. De var tillsammans flera år efter det. För att jag bytte skola. Jag började på Svenska Ballettskolan. Det här var lågstadiet. Så jag var,
like, what was her take on this?
I guess jag ringde upp henne. Åh, det var så dumt. Jag ringde upp henne. Jag kommer ihåg det här samtalet. Jag ringde upp henne och bara, hej, jag är slut. Hon bara, va? Anil vill bli tillsammans med dig. Går det bra? Och hon bara, ja. Typ så. That's how I'm... just det. Jag är psykopat. Jag glömde säga det. Men det sjukaste är att de var lyckliga flera år. De var tillsammans flera år. Alltså inte typ 10 år, men 2 år. Och han gjorde mig 2 tjänster.
Oh.
Och sen sa han så här, you know those favors? Let's just call it off.
He just said that?
Yes. That motherfucker.
Are y'all still friends?
No.
I hope he hears this. Fuck you, man.
Sen den dagen alltså, Anil... Yeah. Nej, jag skojar med. Nej, jag bryr mig inte. Herregud. Men det var nog första... Men det, första crushen kom nog senare när jag blev kär. Och du vet, låg och lyssnade på Neil Sedaka. Breaking up is hard to do. Med en tjej som jag aldrig varit tillsammans med ens.
Oh, no.
Så jag fattar inte ens vad låten handlade om. Men ja, nej, det var ju senare. Du då?
I started young, man. I had Stephanie Swoush.
Well, hur ung?
This was 5. Six?
5, 6 years?
Yeah.
Shit.
5, 6 years old, and it was like kindergarten, first grade. Stephanie Swoush, man.
Third base. That's great.
Well, I finally lost my virginity. No, but it turned out her family was racist. This was in Texas. Yeah, we lived in Texas at the time. Family was racist. My parents we lived on an army base. And then I came to the party. I remember she invited me to the party and her birthday party. And everybody, like, the record scratched when I walked in. Like,
wow.
Because she liked me too, man. It was Stephanie Swoush, man.
Shit.
Yeah. And they just looked at me like, but then they still let me play stuff. Like, but I remember we're playing Pin and Tail on the Donkey. And I remember feeling like they were telling me the wrong way.
Men det behöver man inte ens vara om man är rasist. Då är det bara extra taskigt. Alltså det är, så här, det är inte ens typ... För om det var typ så här, han kommer inte klara det, he's black. Men det är typ att de bara, no! Go to the right! Det är bara så här att de är liksom... Ja, men då är inte så rättvis. Nu ska vi visa hur dum han är. Vi ger honom fel information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that was, and I found out they were racist when she told me that I wasn't black. Like, we're on the bus, and she was like, you're not black. You can't be black.
Oh,
you're my friend.
Oh, och mina föräldrar gillar inte svarta.
Yeah, and you're not, you can't be black because you're my friend. You're
vad like, fint av henne. Yeah, och ha den, alltså,
no, I was like, no, I'm black. I'm pretty sure.
En av de få som förmodligen är så här, I don't see color, och faktiskt menar det.
So shout out to Stephanie Swab.
Yeah, shout out, man.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Jag är beredd.
Okay. Gunnar Tengling, where it all began.
Yes.
Oh my God. It was fun to go through these just to flashback on and reminisce on these episodes.
Det var där man förstod att det här kommer bli en kul podd att spela in. Det här är kul. Shit.
Yeah,
alltså.
Nice. All right. What? I'm sorry, first of all, I want to apologize for all these questions. They're way harder than the questions.
No, but that's fine. Jag vill inte ens, make it rough, man.
All right. What city in America did Gunnar Tengling settle in before going back to find a wife in Sweden?
Det är typ någonstans i Minnesota eller något sånt. Det är någonstans där uppe i det svenska. Nej, det är Virginia. Nej, det är Florida. Det är
no, man.
Det är New York,
you
Massachusetts.
Close at the beginning. You weren't,
jag var det,
you
va?
Weren't far off. You
Minnesota far någonstans, eller hur? Jag vet inte vad som finns i Minnesota, men någonstans där, för att det känns rimligt att det är svenska där.
It is Iowa.
Ah, okay.
And it's Shokoquan. Remember it was a Native American
town? Oh.
It was named after the Native American. That was a tough one.
Okay, cool.
Shokoquan.
Okay. Men fair, för att it's teach me Sweden.
Exactly.
Nu kommer alla rätt.
You're going to get this right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What sight did Gunnar Tengling see that he never forgot?
Oh, the woman throwing a baby off the rails that missed the boat or something. Well, hon kastar sitt barn åt helvete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just
and
det.
Then she jumped to her own death.
Just det, hon blev så deppig.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, the next episode 3, it was Dog and Hole.
Yes.
What percentage of Swedes voted against switching to right-hand traffic?
Oh, som inte ville ha det?
Ja. Yeah.
Jätte, typ 48-49%.
That didn't want it.
Yeah, that didn't want it. It won by marginal, right?
No, it did not win.
Oh, no, but it lost by marginal, I mean.
No.
Okay.
83%.
Sa nej. Ja, och staten!
They did it anyway.
Just det! Åh, oh, just det. Så var det. Just det. Okej. Okay. Ja, cool. Just det.
How much did the switch cost? I feel like an asshole.
Jag älskar det. Säkert... vi pratar väl miljoner i alla fall. Måste vi prata. Säg 75 miljoner.
Close.
Var det? Ja.
No.
Vad är det för något?
It's 1.2 billion.
Oh shit.
1.2 billion crowns.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That is a lot.
1,2 miljarder.
That was episode 3.
Yeah.
Then we had you did, and then so I'm guessing episode 5 was Lassie Gotham.
I guess.
I'm
yeah.
guessing. I don't know.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, application and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
But Lassie Gotten, remember that story?
The pirate.
It was a favorite of mine, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
What city sanctioned the use of hijackers to fight pirates?
Göteborg.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice, man. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, man.
Göteborg. You might remember this.
Okay.
What disability did Lasse have later in life?
Jag vet att vi skämtade om att han hade ett träben.
Yes, that was one of the jokes we made.
Yes, men det var inte det han hade.
But it wasn't far off.
It wasn't far off.
Mm-hmm.
Var det någonting med benet?
Mm-hmm.
Var det foten?
No. No. I can't say it was the foot.
Nej, okej. Okay. Var det lårbenshalsen som var fucked up? Nej. I don't know.
He had two problems with his left leg.
Two?
Yeah, it was shorter than the other leg for some reason. And his knee joint showed. Remember that part?
Oh, where yes!
Freaked out by his
knee. Oh, just det. Ugh. Uffy fan. Oh, okay. Partial right.
Yes, that's a partial right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and then we're going to do two more of these, and then we're going to switch it on over to...
Det är svårt när vi börjar skämta om fakta som inte är rätt. Så du säger vad som är rätt, och jag börjar typ så här, och ett träben! Då är det det jag kommer ihåg också, så det blir så jävla...
The fun parts.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Catherine LaRue was our first guest on this podcast.
Yeah, damn right.
And she talked about the big noise.
Yeah.
All right, I got two questions. She didn't say any questions. These are two that I chose from them.
Okay.
How long did the witch hunt last in Sweden?
Mm-hmm.
Not in Europe, but mm-hmm. in Sweden.
Okay.
How many years or how long?
Okay. Jag tror att de började någonstans på typ 1600-talet.
That's true. Uh-oh, okay.
Och jag tror att de slutade någon gång innan 1800-talet, för då kom vi in i nästa. Det var liksom lite
That's
mer.
True as well.
Så jag gissar att det måste vara.
But you gotta remember, not Europe. We're talking about just Sweden.
Ja, ja, ja.
Okay.
Men jag tror, jag kommer inte säga ett exakt tal, men jag gissar på ungefär 150 år.
Okay. It was very close.
Var det?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The actual answer
yeah.
is 8 years.
Okay.
It was 8 years, man. Remember, Sweden got in the game late.
Yeah.
And then got out of the game
okay,
early.
Okej, men det är typ samma årtal.
Yeah,
850. 50, yeah,
158.
Om 200,000 år, vem kommer? Who's to say?
All right, but what was it that made them realize that, you know what? Witch killing is a bad idea.
Intelligens. Kicked
That's
in.
True. That's
yeah.
true.
It kicked in. Var det att de blev mer upplysta och började förstå att det var hokus pokus eller?
No, at first they were just killing the witches and then burning them, and then this woman, Malin Mons daughter.
Yeah.
She was like a thorn in their side because she was really aggressive in telling people not to.
Just det. Hon kom under, alltså det var väl flera rättegångar och hon blev liksom inte dömd
because she would never admit to
yeah.
being a witch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to the end she never admitted to being a witch. And then she, they decided they would burn her alive.
Och det var då folket fick nog, eller?
You know what? It's not good.
This isn't entertainment.
Exactly. So yeah, that's what.
Det är som när du ser sex säsonger av Full House och är så här, ugh.
Full House.
This isn't good.
All right. Then we got Johan Werner Erlund.
Oh, okay.
One of our faves.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time with him.
Yes.
For those of you that don't remember, this was the Swedish actor that ended up playing
an Asian man
in Hollywood. He became the Asian man in Hollywood.
The go-to Asian. Och han hade en asiatisk sidekick som inte fick någon roll annat än att han var en sidekick. Men han var så här, var hittar vi en asiat?
Yeah, exactly. What region of Sweden was Örlund from?
Fan också. Nej, jag vet inte. Jag vet faktiskt inte. Jag kan inte. Värmland. I don't know.
He was from Norrland.
Aha, okay, fine.
Remember, there was a joke there. I think I expected a joke, but we never really went there.
That's why I don't remember it.
Yeah, because it was like the... I was expecting something about, you know, Norrland, Thailand, and...
Oh, Asia, yes! You pratade om samernas vandring från...
Right, yeah.
Typ Asien till... Okay, ja.
Because he was trying to talk about his roots and
just
all that.
Just det, för jag tänkte såhär, på den bilden ser han ju lite asiatisk ut. Och då bara, no, that's in makeup. Och jag bara, okay. Just det, Norrland, det var väl bra. Ja, just det.
All right, last one for the non-Patreon viewers. What movie series made Johan Werner Erlund a household name?
The movies he was famous for?
Yeah, what movies?
The Charlie Chan movies.
Woo! Yeah. I knew you would know that
one. Yeah, because I watched Reservoir Dogs
exactly,
once a
Charlie
week.
Chan.
Yeah.
Great movie. All right, those of you that want to watch the rest of this, you can just support us, patreon.com/teachmesweden. And those of you that already support us, we'll continue to see the rest of this.
Yeah.
But thank you either way.
Yes. Listening is also good, but money is better.
Ayo! According to the episode Bordel Mamor, which is coming up next.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.